Enoch took a stroll one day with the Master, just him and the Lord alone. He got so close to the portals of heaven that God just let him on home. He keeps leading me home, destined for the throne. No time to slow down, soon I'll be heaven bound. He keeps leading me home. I struggle over mountains, walk through some valleys. I thought I would
never see dawn, but the one who said,
I'll never forsake you, is the one that's leading me home. He keeps leading me home, destined for the throne. No time to slow down, soon I'll be heaven bound. He keeps leading me home. I struggle over mountains, walk through some valleys. I thought I would never see dawn, but the one who said, I'll never forsake you, is the one that's leading me home. He keeps leading me home, destined for the throne. No time to slow down, soon I'll be heaven bound. He keeps leading me home. He keeps leading me home, destined for the throne. No time to slow down, soon I'll be heaven bound. He keeps leading me home. Abram faced the mountain with an uncertain task. Isaac walked with him, for God had asked that a sacrifice be made on an altar of stone. This scene, the mountain Abraham journeyed on. At the top of the mountain, an altar was made. And after preparation, there Isaac was laid. When a voice from the heaven spoke to Abraham, touch not the lad, God has provided a ram. He provided a ram whose blood cleansed and saved. He provided a ram, and yet atonement was made. His only son Isaac on the altar laid down. God has provided a ram. I once faced the mountain, sin was its name. With no ways around it, years I struggled in vain. Until I knelt at an altar, it was there that I found God has provided a lamb. He provided a lamb whose blood cleansed and saved. He provided a lamb, and the atonement was made. His only son Jesus on the altar laid down. God has provided a lamb. I stood in judgment and seen all alone, until the blood that flows from Calvary made me spotless before the throne. He provided a lamb whose blood cleansed and saved. He provided a lamb, and the atonement was made. His only son Jesus on the altar laid down. God has provided a lamb.
The
There's something going on in Mount Zion. What's that song they're singing? What's that song? There's something going on in Mount Zion. Saints are coming home. There's something going on. I'm staying at the Jordan. I'm gazing toward Mount Zion. I see the throng that's gathering and hear the people sighing. The journey's been so long. Still the traveler seems so strong. There's something going on. There's something going on. There's something going on in Mount Zion. What's that song they're singing? What's that song? There's something going on in Mount Zion. Saints are coming home. There's something going on. That's the brightest land I've seen. As I'm gazing toward Mount Zion, I see them dressed in white as they're following the light. There's little children playing. I can hear the elders singing. You know there's something going on.
There's something going on.
There's something going on in Mount Zion. What's that song they're singing? What's that song? There's something going on in Mount Zion. Saints are coming home. There's something going on. I've made my preparation to enter Mount Zion. By grace through faith and the one who made a way. And now he's my brother, and his father is my father. And yes, he bids me home. There's something going on. There's something going on in Mount Zion. What's that song they're singing? What's that song? There's something going on in Mount Zion. Saints are coming home. There's something going on.
Yeah, Trump is going. Trump is over. And the kingdom.
The kingdom of Saudi Arabia.
Yeah, Trump is over. And
for people who don't know that Saudi Arabia is actually the descendants of Abraham,
yeah,
from his wife Keturah, that he took after Sarah passed away, and then he had sons, and he gave, when he passed away, he gave most of it, like the land of Israel, like that land, the inheritance he gave to Isaac, but the land of he sent his sons to the land of from Keturah to the land of Saudi Arabia. That's what their inheritance is, and they're still there today. But it was the Jewish people and Israel that have been going through a lot of turmoil over the years and have lost their land, their heritage, through the sins that they've done, and then God sent them into dispersion. But over there is basically a lot that you will see the descendants of Abraham. They've just come into this Muslim religion, a lot of them, the Arabs, and God's going to have to deal with that Muslim religion.
Yeah, there's really something going on over in Mount Zion. That's really, right now, it's focused on the kingdom, mm-hmm, the kingdom of Saudi Arabia. And you see Trump, like a lot of people, have a negative outlook towards Trump, but he's ordained of God to do exactly what he's doing, like Nebuchadnezzar. Now he's over there in that kingdom, and not even Trump knows what's going on. He doesn't know that he's working out the plan of God to unite that that Israeli, and all of a sudden you're going to see things change. All of a sudden these people that were Muslims till now, that Muslim religion is slowly being faded out in the background, because all it is terrorism, mm-hmm. that Muslim thing. And now Trump comes in on the scene, and he is really lifting up these sheiks and these kings. When you have to stand back in an amazement and see how the hand of God is using the man to unite that whole, so to speak, that whole Middle East there. And the scruff will do what scruff does. Garbage will do what garbage does. At the end of the day, that Turkey and Russia, they go behind the scenes, behind all mm-hmm. these conflicts, and they bring in this Ezekiel 38, or this airdrop, you know, think they're doing at night in secret. Mm-hmm. But God comes on the scene and destroys them. But you got to step back and actually see what is going on over there. Well, there's something going on behind the scene, something going on in Mount Zion. Mm-hmm. And that's like when you look at it and you step back with a positive attitude. Like yesterday I saw, it's so important to not look at Trump like the devil wants you to look at mm-hmm. him. But you got to look at him and get on board on the positive side of things, because whatever he does, whether we agree with him or not, I didn't agree with him getting involved here in this Canadian election and putting this carny up there, and I didn't like it. But at the end of the day, when you step back and you look, that Pierre Poilievre is the man, but the country was not ready yet for a Poilievre, and then that's why the Lord allowed this World Forum guy to come in. But going back to the kingdom, when you got to step back in amazement and see how he's got these sheiks eaten out of his hand, and so much that they give him a $400 million mm-hmm. plane, you know, and they're gladly doing it mm-hmm. because they see him as some kind of a mediator, some kind of a mm-hmm. they're using him in a way, but they don't know it. Mm-hmm. In the meantime, Trump has got him eating out of his hand, so to speak. He's the big man down there in the mm-hmm. Middle East. Because what this plan is, he wants to bring peace with all that what's mm-hmm. going on over there. They've been fighting forever and a day. Mm-hmm. And God is setting him up to go in there. And actually, at the heart of it, he wants everybody to flourish and do what he has been doing for the last whatever. He wants everybody to live in this luxurious mm-hmm. Motel, or luxurious hotel, and a luxurious environment. That's what he had to plan for the Middle East when he listened for his speech there. And then that Elon Musk comes along, and he really gets these sheiks and these Saudi Arabians so excited about what he's going to do, a robot car and underground tunnels, and the sky's the limit, you know. Mm-hmm. And then he talks about outer space. And God is just using these people for now, like mm-hmm. sure, eventually this is going to turn into the millennium. And they're going to really see what the universe is made up mm-hmm. of, and who made the universe. Mm-hmm. But right now it's all up in the air, so to speak, because they really don't believe what you and I believe. Mm-hmm. You're not meant to see it.
That's right.
It just keeps on going. Like the Lord has to deal with them in a natural sense.
That's
you know
right.
what I'm saying?
Because when you will go back to the story of Abraham, where it all began with uh-huh. the call of Abraham, and you can visualize a beautiful picture of what God has been doing, how he called out Abraham, and then there came Isaac and Jacob, and then the 12 patriarchs. And you can see what God was doing all along with the Jewish people. But then you come to 33 AD, when God sent his only son, and as a nation, Israel rejected it. Mm-hmm. The grace, the gift of salvation that was given there at Calvary, and God turned to the Gentiles for 2,000 years, mm-hmm. and the Gentiles have been blessed for 2,000 years. They've seen this great God and how he worked, and you can see that the anointing was on the Gentile people. Everywhere you went, the Gentile people had an anointing on it because of Calvary, mm-hmm. of that gift of salvation, and that the Jew, the Israeli people had rejected. And then they were left in the old covenant. And then now you can see there's a shift going on. And that's why God is using Trump to do something there in the Middle East and uniting these Arabs. And it's actually what you see is the whole picture is changing, where God that was once with the Gentile people is now going over to the Middle East region, where he's dealing with them, the Jewish nation and those Arabs.
And with Abraham's seed.
Yeah, Abraham's seed, yeah. And you can see, and he's using Trump as a someone who is going
almost like a king.
Yes, like King Nebuchadnezzar, how God used King Nebuchadnezzar and all those countries that fell under him, and even those that the Jews that went there, they prospered there in the land if they fell under the reign of Nebuchadnezzar, because that's who God anointed at that time to do what he did, and they were blessed there. You see how Daniel lived there, and Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, that they were able to live there and be blessed by God. Mm-hmm. He used them in that kingdom of the Babylonians. And we can still read the stories today. And it gives us a beautiful insight of what God did there in the years of when Babylon mm-hmm. was a world power, so to speak. And they were the world power at the time, mm-hmm. Babylon. And Daniel was there, and we can, and it gives us, the Bible gives us glimpses into that kingdom and what all happened there through those Jewish Hebrew boys that were taken into captivity around 600 BC, and it's and God is now going back, and you're going to see again the miraculous ways of God playing out in the Middle East there with the Jewish.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. And you look back, you got to go back in your mind and live on the days of Babylon, you know. Mm-hmm. God had ordained Nebuchadnezzar, I have ordained you to be in charge of all these kingdoms round about. And then it was a law that was set in the universe. And now here comes this heathen God, and of course the Jews, who's this heathen God that mm-hmm. we have to bow down to him? And the countries around about, who does he think he is that he's going to come here and tell us what to do? Mm-hmm. And he gave orders that every country that does not come under the reign of Nebuchadnezzar will be destroyed. Mm-hmm. And you can see kind of a type today. If you don't come under the reign of Donald J. Trump, you will not flourish. Because these got, when you sit back and you analyze, you got to be realistic. Mm-hmm. And you got to sit back and you got to see God at work. Because you and I, we know the hour we're living in. We know there's got to be the transition. We know it's got to be the restoration of all things, the restoration of Islamism. And you got to sit back. Oh, I hope I don't miss it. And you see mm-hmm. what God is doing in that restoring of Israel. He's using Trump. He's got him over there now in the Middle East. And he's got, like I say, he's got these kingdom people, these sheikhs and these highfalutin people. He's got him really eaten out of his hand. He's just kind of a type of another Nebuchadnezzar. But he's doing it in a way that, in a peaceful way,
yes,
kind of like,
yes.
Like you step back in amazement and just see how it's happening. And I listened to him yesterday. One thing, you're going to have to get, recognize Israel, mm-hmm. number one. And you're going to have to get rid of these terrorists mm-hmm. under these conditions. I'm going to let you go into Syria. We're going to back off with these things that we have on Syria that they can't flourish as a country. We're going to lift these sanctions on Syria, mm-hmm. and we're going to watch you. You just make sure you create a peaceful Syria. Mm-hmm. That's what he's laying down the law when it was done. Yeah, nobody likes that new guy that come into Syria, just took over Syria in one day. But he's under the realm of Donald Trump. Mm-hmm. He ain't going to do nothing until Donald Trump worked towards peace and prosperity. Mm-hmm. That's what Trump is all about. Sure. And he wants every human being on the face of this earth to experience what he's experienced in the last 50, 60 years. Look, a billionaire, you know. Look at the buildings he puts up. Look at the motels, gold plated, and just sit back and wonder. And what he actually wants, the heart of it, he wants everybody to have that, you know.
Mm-hmm. People can get set in their ways. Like when you fall into the mold of things, how things have been being done, and how things have been run for the last 100 years, and like here the presidents in the United States and how they dealt with foreign relations and these things. But the most important part is to know the hour you're living in. Once you know the hour you're living in and the turn of events, mm-hmm. and how things transition, mm-hmm. the transition period of God going to the Jewish people and now working in the realm of the seed of Abraham to bring it all to its place where it needs to be for that millennium reign. So these things are set in motion, and you will see how they will all float into the millennium as in their own place, mm-hmm. and this terrorist will be diminished. Mm-hmm. They're going to be gone. But a lot of people find it hard to see that transitioning period. They think that things should be solved the way they've always been solved, like go in and just demolish everything. But God is you see the Spirit of God working there now, and it's important not to get caught up in a rut of how things used to be done, and people think now these things should still now continue mm-hmm. that same way. But God is doing something different. Like when you listen to a lot of people, they have a certain way that they think Trump should act mm-hmm. and do things. But you have to look at it from the point view of what God is doing. And then it becomes easier to see that really God is at work there.
Yeah, all God has to do is take that Muslim spirit and choke the life out of it. That's what he's doing. Once he got that, rid of that Muslim spirit, like with Qatar there, mm-hmm. and Saudi Arabia even, they're still under the spell.
Yeah.
It's a spell.
It is.
Of that Muslim spirit. That's all it is a spell. And all God is doing now, he's slowly taking that spell off, and the people over there, these Muslims, they want this wealth, they want this luxury, mm-hmm. they want these Elon Musk's cars, and they want this underground tunnel, they want these robot cars, and they want exactly what that Elon Musk, the sky's the limit, the space is the limit, and that's all they think about. Mm-hmm. They don't think about, no, the God the way we look at God.
That's right.
So God has to work with them and the dimension that they're at and they understand it. And slowly and bit by bit, they see that these countries that are under that Muslim spirit, that they're broke. They got nothing. The only thing they got is what they steal, like Iran. Mm-hmm. Iran will have nothing, but they steal everything. Like when Trump put on these sanctions here 4 or 5 years ago, they were broke.
They were broke.
Then that Biden, he gave them back the money and everything. And now that they're using it for terrorism. Well, now Trump's got them on a leash. And what are you going to do? He just kind of let them know over in Yemen what he's capable of doing. And Iran knows that. And if you keep going down that path, he's given an opportunity to turn around and get rid of their nuclear arsenal. And you're going to get a choice. You're either going to voluntarily give it up, or we'll go in there and take it away from you. Mm-hmm. Just like he did with his soldiers. Then he said, we got equipment and we got arsenal that we haven't even thought about using yet. Mm-hmm. And they kind of scared, you know. They have no option now to lay down their arms and to do what needs to be done, because you and I, we know the earth we're living in. We know that restoration of Israel is on. But see, he's got to He's got to start at the tail end. He's got to start with that daughters of Keturah, mm-hmm. with that Abraham seed. That's why this kingdom thing, this Trump is doing there right now is so detrimental and so essential, because the way God does, he starts over in Saudi Arabia, because there's the seed of Abraham, you know mm-hmm. what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And then as this thing picks up momentum, it's going to swing over to Israel, because I heard him say that. I do think you better align yourself and recognize Israel. Mm-hmm. The next thing, you better get rid of your terrorists.
Mm-hmm.
You get rid of them, well, what you got? In other words, people, you get rid of that Muslim thing.
And people dwelling in safety and yeah. harmony, just like...
And the little children playing, you
that's
know?
That's right. Just like when Balaam came to curse Israel, when Balaam hired Balaam to curse Israel, you saw that for the latter days, he saw something. He saw into the future, and he saw that the people around them were dwelling in harmony.
Mm-hmm.
There was safety. There was no need for walls. There was no need for trying to protect. There was something different that had taken mm-hmm. place, and that Israel was now living in safety. Mm-hmm. And you can see that transitioning now happening because of what Trump is trying to do in the Middle East there. You know, make peace with these countries and get rid of the terrorists, and first and foremost to recognize Israel, that Israel is that seed of Abraham,
mm-hmm.
that Isaac and Jacob, and that inheritance that was left to them, and that's their rightful place. It's not apartheid state.
Mm-hmm.
It is Israel's land that God promised, and then it's going to be restored, and you're going to see that whole restoration of Israel taking place to go into the millennium period, where they're going to have their land. And
yeah. Like the song says, I see little children playing. Mm-hmm. Well, how do they play? Well, there's peas in the land.
That's right.
The dog, God just does that whole thing. Like I said, they're under that Muslim spirit.
Mm-hmm.
And that Muslim spirit knows nothing but the reign of terror, killing and slaughtering and butchering. And that's what they're using their missiles for. All that money that goes in to building arsenals, building missiles. Now, when that spirit is gone, like the Saudi Arabians, they're kind of still under the spell of that
mm-hmm.
that Muslim spirit. But you can see how God is slowly choked. Because he said he is going to famish the gods. He's going to famish the religions of this world. And it's all the same thing, whether it's Amish or Hutterite or Mennonite or Muslim. It's all these strange religions,
mm-hmm.
these strange God that God said at the end time. That's what he's going to do. He's going to famish them that they can no more exist. And then people will just be people.
Mm-hmm.
And the scrub, like I say, scrub does what scrub does. Terrorists do what terrorists are what terrorists do. They go up to the battle to Ezekiel 38. I mean, Turkey and Russia, they do what they do best. And then they go behind the scene and tries to do this... this nightly airdrop. They come in at night and with this airdrop and try to take over Israel.
Mm-hmm.
Because their heart is still not changed. You
That's
know?
Right. And they're trying to defy God and Trump.
Yeah.
You know, behind the scene, because that's what evil does. They catch in a plane behind in darkness and try to come up against Israel, because
mm-hmm.
they're defiant, really, because they are not wanting to follow the plan of God. So there's always going to be that defiant group that wants to hinder the plan of God. Like the devil is still there. He's trying to hinder the plan of God. And that's what he uses. Those countries, Russia and Ethiopia and these countries that is listed in Ezekiel 38:39. But God is going to sanctify his name. You know, you're going to see God at work again, the way he did with the children, bringing mm-hmm. the children of Israel out of Egypt. And you're going to see these and witness these events happening in this generation.
As I did with you when I brought you out of Egypt, so once again I will show unto you great and marvelous things. And this is what's happening. And you could be so caught up with this hating Trump thing, with hating this and hating that, that you fail to see the beautiful picture. You look at the Ezekiel 38 and 39 as a horrible thing. Well, we see it as a glorious thing because God is separating and he's taking these countries that never did. They were just kind of playing the game, and he takes them up to the to Ezekiel 38, 39, puts hooks in his jaw, and then he brings them down to the battle, and then he destroys them. There's only 1/6 of every nation. There's Russia, there's Turkey, there's Iran, there's Libya, there's Ethiopia. These I think there's 7 Muslim countries. That'll never change. It's just their nature. Even with all this thing that's going on now with the Abraham Accords and with peace and the restoration of Israel, their rotten heart still hasn't changed. And they go behind the scenes and they go up to that Ezekiel 38 war because that's what the Bible said, to be destroyed. Like 1/6 is going to be left to go back and tell people what a horrible thing it was. You know what I'm saying? But see, you and I, we sit back and we look at reality and we see this as a positive thing. And look at the people that he's got as in his administration, and they're just positive people. And they're just kind of like law. They're just walking right through all this corruption in America. They're cleaning it. They're slowly cleaning it up. They're slowly starting to arrest these judges and these they're really a bunch of terrorists, these judges and these politicians, you know. They're trying to stop them. But every time they try to stop, they just make a fool of themselves. Like Biden, every time he opens his mouth, he gets himself deeper and deeper into trouble. The same with that Schumer. They're ready to throw him out because every time he says something, it works against that whole Democrat apparatus. You know what I'm saying?
You see how God is famishing these things. Even in the States with the Democrats, you see that party as being done. Practically done. You're just seeing the after effects of it now, and they have no more. They have no more sting. That sting is gone, and you can really see it. That the people that want to do what is good and upright are coming to the forefront now, whereas it was the opposite in the Biden years and the Obama years. And you can see that God is working. And it's important to see that God is working so that you can be part of it. And you can be part of it if you only accept what God uses, like the vessels that God uses to do his work.
We went to California a lot, like when we were trucking. And when we were there, we were still trucking. It was actually it's a beautiful state.
It is.
But now it has become so corrupt, and I just that. That Newsom, that governor that they have, he's so blinded by this this new so-called religion, or
diversity, equity.
Yeah, the DEI thing, and he was under that spell. It's also just a spell, it's demonic, diabolic, and California is going to be setting the standard for that thing. And now that Newsom guy, he is finally understanding it doesn't work. And I read it yesterday. And I'm getting sick and tired of these homeless camps. They figured if we could let people do exactly what they want, no law and order, everything will settle itself. But he's finally realizing, all of a sudden, he's realizing it, that it doesn't work. And now he wants to get rid of these homeless camps and bring in law and order. But see, there again, it's a demonic spell that the devil has on people. And he's choking that thing off. It's a religion to them. And even like with these fires out there, all of a sudden he's not giving these people permits to go rebuild their houses because the Satan has an agenda for California. He's going to do it, build a city according to their liking. But see, that's all being slowly choked out because behind it is the spirit of Satan. And you and I, knowing beyond a shadow of a doubt, the day and hour you're living in, that we know that we can see all these things because we know we're in the season of the restoration of all things. Mm-hmm. That's what you and I are looking at. We're looking at the restoring of things. Mm-hmm. We're not looking at that evil has its day. It yeah. still hasn't reached its climate. Mm-hmm. You're still going to see Ezekiel 38, 39. Mm-hmm. You're still going to see the all these horrors that's all predicted in the Bible, mm-hmm. but you'll also see a restoration of all things. We're looking at the positive side, like Trump is over there now, and what's happening, he doesn't even know what's going on. He just knows that he's a man that likes peace. He likes people to have what he has experienced in the last 40 and 50 years. Wealth and luxury and things of that nature, they're not... Like, that's what God promised you. Like, walk in my way, that's what I'll do for you. Let's look at you and me, like how good we and I have it. We're not caught up in this, in the poorhouse kind of thing. And we got the best of the best. And the natural, like everything that God gives us. Sure, we're still hated. Sure, we're still persecuted and terrorized from these religionists.
But God's going to famish all these gods. Yeah,
and then... He'll be out there smelling like a rose, shining like a light, because we fought this thing. We fought when the time was to fight. Mm-hmm. We sought the Lord when the time was to seek the Lord.
That's right.
And we paid the price when the time was to pay the price. Now there's really hardly not that much of a price to pay anymore, because God is famished these opposing forces. And we're just glad that God was able to use us and to do it as he... We just made ourselves available. And what we're doing right now, we're just telling the world, telling the people, and telling the heavenly realm the manifold wisdom of God and the demonic world that to let them know we're not to him, you know?
That's right.
He doesn't have us. He couldn't take our faith away from us. Mm-hmm. He couldn't shut us up, you know? Even though they try, even though, like these other non-listed dead guy threw his books out, tear them up, don't let them go out to the people. See, we're just doing like when they close this door, the Lord opens another door, and then we just keep walking through these other doors, just like back in the days of when Jesus came, and then that Herod, he went out there and killed all these babies, but God had a different way. He told Joseph to go into Egypt to get away from this tyrant. Then when he was done and he was dead, then he came back to Israel again. God always has a way of escape if you're only sensitive and to know when to fold them, when to hold them, when to fight and when not to fight. Or sometimes you got to cut and run. Sometimes you got to back off. Like sometimes the battle is just too great. Just like it did with that Paul of Ear. That Trump doesn't know it, that he did Canada a big favor. And the only one that was... and had an advantage in this election was that Paul of Ear and the conservatives. The rest, they don't have nothing. God knows what that carny is all about, and these liberals, they had their day. Now, he's just using Trump. Paul of Ear, you're going to have to back off a bit. I don't want you to go in there and fight with these terrorists. That's all they are. That carny and these liberals, they're just another form of terrorism. And he said to Paul of Ear, Polar Asperia, let back off a little bit, let them expose themselves, and then we'll bring it to the forefront.
Because it's so hard to deal with the East. The East is
they're like Europe.
They are. They're very European. They're almost like anti-God. Like European people are almost like atheists.
Yeah.
And people think like with this Catholicism, it's really not faith. The Catholicism, it's really atheism.
Yeah.
And it's
dressed up.
Dressed up as something. But Europe is really an anti-God society.
Yeah, and it involves internet that they make war with him. That sits on a white horse, trying to fight the forces of heaven.
That's
how blind and ignorant they are. They've been so brainwashed and to think they can do that. Anti-God, anti-anything that's Christian.
That's how much the devil has alienated people from God. That when they see Jesus coming on a white horse, They want to make war with him. Mm-hmm. You see the mindset, the mentality of man, what has it has evolved into, that Jesus is so foreign that they want to make war.
They've been brainwashed on this alien thing, yeah. These movies, these aliens coming from outer space, taking over. Well, when Jesus comes, they'll think it's these aliens. Mm-hmm. That's how slowly the devil knows how to brainwash people and to actually work for him, and they don't even know it. Mm-hmm. That's what's going on. But we see the reality of it. We see what Trump is doing. And I seen it yesterday. You're better off to jump on Trump's wagon because you're going to miss out on all the good things.
That's right.
No use to go out and hate and fight Elon Musk and tear up his car. It's a stupid thing to do. Mm-hmm. Here, all these years, these liberals, they've been promoting these electric cars, and now just because Elon Musk supports Trump with law and order and bring the country back to its original, all of a sudden they're up in arms because Elon Musk is for law and order. Mm-hmm. So what do? They lash out at this car like a bunch of stupidians and, and idiots. You know, going after a car. Mm-hmm. What's a car got to do with anything? And in the meantime, he comes out with his new car, his number two car, affordable, and once it gets out there, everybody's going to want that car. Apparently it's really something.
An electric car is really something.
Yeah.
It has its ups and downs when charging, and a lot of people don't like that. But for us here, driving around wherever we need to go, it is really the best car for us.
Yeah, plug it in when we come home. Then the next day we could drive around all day don't have to fuel up, and it's, oh man, it's like out of driving and everything. You couldn't wish for a better car, really. But I'd say when you go long distance, it's kind of a hassle to charge for half an hour or whatever every time, every 200-300 miles, you know. But now he's coming out with this one. I think it can go 500 miles, so you really have to only charge it once a day, you know, or maybe twice.
That would be ideal, 500 miles.
And then it only takes 10 minutes to charge it up. So he's got that probably. I think that's what that new car does. And see, it's just a matter of sitting back at God's church and enjoying the Lord, so to speak.
Yeah, enjoying God, you know. It's all about being in His presence and enjoying His greatness.
Enjoying the now.
Mm-hmm.
And just make sure your heart is right with him, and whatever needs to be done. When you need to fight, you fight.
Mm-hmm.
And all things work together for good to them that are called according to His purpose. And that we surrender to Him, we let Him take charge of our life. We're doing what He wants us to do. Mm-hmm. And there's no two people that has it better than you and I. But anyway, that's it's a good life living for the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
Heavenly Father, we give you thanks for another opportunity, Lord, to come and sit with you and have him play with you. We thank you, Lord, what you're doing over in the Middle East, Lord, and you're bringing Israel back and you're restoring all things. We just pray, Lord, you'll open our understanding, open our eyes, that we don't miss what's going on right in front of us, Lord. We just pray you kind of do it as you see fit, Lord. Pray, Lord, most of all, you'll open the hearts of the people, Lord. Give us and everything we say and do, Lord, I just say you do it for your honor, for your glory. Most of all, Lord, I pray you give that increase. In Jesus Christ's name we pray. Amen.
Amen.